Here we go.
Yo. Music Jones Podcast. We back. Welcome. Lot of mercy.
Blood.
Yo.
What's happening?
Cooling, baby. What's happening with you?
Chilling, man. Chilling. Got me some good fishing in this weekend.
Oh, shit.
He took my title back. He ain't want to give me my title back. Nah. He was blowed.
He still bow about that big one.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but he caught a nice brim.
Pause.
Yeah, he caught a nice brim. You know what I'm saying? But he ain't catch too much other shit. So I was like, damn, nigga, you just gonna hold it on one fish? That's all he been saying all week. Yeah, you gonna talk about that one fish? Yeah, nigga, this one fish bigger than anything you ever caught, nigga.
Right.
But yeah, man. Everything's good, man.
What's up,
B?
Hey, what up? What up?
How you?
Chilling. Feeling good.
Still. Pumping them cars like weight.
Got them like weight, baby.
Pumping cars like weight.
I'm telling you, man, too many people in this city fucking with me like that. You know what I'm saying?
This nigga pumping cars like weight.
Said water to a well.
This nigga had a nigga. He ain't habla no inglés.
No habla inglés, nigga.
Be love say, no problemo.
No problemo, baby. Hell yeah, nigga.
That shit had me cracking up. Yeah, I like, it do him food. This nigga said, no habla inglés.
Had his
problemo. No problemo. Hell yeah.
Still get the deal done.
That's what's up, man.
Had a Spanish guitar playing Big Papa. That's me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's okay. Me right there, baby.
Riva.
Yeah,
Caliente.
Caliente.
No pressure.
Que pasa, homes?
I ain't gonna lie. I for real. I had a motherfucker last night, right? It was a husband and wife, and the husband was like, you know, yeah, we like how you do business because there ain't no pressure. You know what I'm saying? You just sit back and whatever. And I thought to myself, that's how I get my business. No pressure, baby. I lay it all on the table. You do or you don't. You know what I mean? You get with a winner, go get you a chicken dinner, baby. This pig over here, baby.
You gotta drop that friend zone if you wanna ride in a Benz zone.
Just sign right here.
That's all you gotta do. No pressure.
But yeah, man. Had a pretty good week.
That's good.
Weekend was, you know, pretty dope. Our homeboy Tim was in town, so I got to kick it with him for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Got to see went to see Samethia. Shout out to Blue.
Yes, Lord.
Holler at her and her family.
I'll say that out loud. I ain't just afraid to say it.
Because her and Tendrick cousins. So.
Okay, shout out to the family.
Yeah, so we went and kicked it with them for a second.
Uh-huh.
And that was the first time, like, we all seen each other at the same time since, like, 97.
Good God. He moved to Atlanta or something like
mm-hmm.
that? Yeah.
Yeah, like, when he left, like, nobody saw him for years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I would see him when he came around because my pop was dating his sister. So, you know, I saw him a few times in between there.
Oh.
Yeah, but Blue hadn't seen him since, she said she ain't seen him about 15, 20 years. So
I probably ain't seen him about 30.
Yeah. I don't know if I recognize him. Yeah. He still looked the same.
I don't remember.
You don't? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I might not recognize him. Yeah. I don't know. But
shout out to Tim. Left there, got with Renzo. Shout out to Renz. And immediately we started fucking laughing because he was talking about the show.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, yeah, I still got 35 in all my
shit. Everything. Everything.
Hey, yo,
Jones.
Yo.
When I said something about, did I say my email address or something like that?
He said, B is absolutely right.
Yeah.
I still got 35 on all my shit.
My shit got 5199 on that bitch.
Yeah.
Jones gonna laugh.
Yeah.
Hey, the car I sold last, like, we had how many cars or whatever, but where I landed at was 15.
Yeah.
And I saw I was beside 15. I just busted out laughing. Think about you, man.
Yeah, man, that shit, boy, we died laughing about that shit. And he was just, what else did that dude talk about? Oh, of course, we was talking about the Raekwon shit. We was actually listening to the Purple Tape.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, we started talking about the Jeezy shit, because 20 years on all that. And he was like, you said these new niggas should be, it's about time for them to start using the Jeezy shit. Mm-hmm. Like his beats, recycling his beats. Like it's time for somebody.
Oh shit.
He was like, nigga, I was listening to Trap Dickie on Spotify.
Uh-huh.
And a dude named Montana 700 mm-hmm. came up. Pull up on, I just sent you a couple links. But it's one from Montana 700.
What's the name of the song?
It's Wally got it, because I had to sign into Spotify and I don't remember my my password. Cause I ain't been on Spotify since long time. You know
the name
of
the
song? Ago.
I got the songs. What's the name?
I-45?
No, not that one.
Young Moody.
It should be
I got a whole
you sent
bunch.
Me three of them?
Yeah, I sent you three of them.
Count 100, back door.
It might be count 100. Check that one. Pull it. That's it.
Montana.
Yeah. So he was like, nigga, this shit just came on. And I was like, that's pretty amazing that somebody hear me. Like, it's time for, like, Jeezy had that first fucking album, the beats on that shit.
Yeah.
If these, but I don't know, but see, and this nigga, I think he from Texas.
How long is this man in Fresh?
I don't know. But I was like, wow. I said, it don't sound bad.
It's the clean version. It's a, he got another song called Hunted.
Yeah, he got a, like Renz just let some shit play.
I know how Renzo got it, because I swear Vezo.
Oh, okay.
It's on another one.
Okay.
So this is a different song. He got 100 and then count 100. That's crazy.
Yeah. But he put me on this dude. So I'm going to start listening to, I'm going to go, because he say he sampled a lot of Cash Money.
Oh.
Jeezy, Southern Texas shit.
Uh-huh.
And another nigga he sent you, the nigga name start with an H. It's kind of like, we was calling a nigga Hashitashi. But I sent you one from him too. I don't know the name of the song, but he a Texas nigga, but he sound like Sauce Walker. That's him.
What?
Hashishiko.
How you spell it?
Hashi.
Turn the volume down, Jim.
Oh shit, my bad. Senjoo.
Hashi.
Mm-hmm. That's his first name.
Oh, Senjo. Hashi Senjo.
Yeah. Senju.
Man, I ain't never heard this nigga in my life. But Ren's playing a couple of his tracks.
This guy here?
Uh-huh.
This a remix with
he out of Texas though.
Charlie Boy, Paul Wall, Young Smoothie.
Yeah, he a Texas nigga.
Ty Harrison.
And he got another, he be rapping with a nigga that sound, I'm talking about, just like Sauce Walker. What song did Ren send you? What song Ren sent?
I Done Swan.
play I Done Swan.
That was the remix I just played. Boy, I'm finna swing. Pop trunk on
lead butter. Swung in Glendale, where they get that bread butter. But the beat, from Singing Hills, Young Roy, I can't remember who. Remember Dr. Watts, put the goals in your mind. Oh yeah, he used Lil Troy. Yeah. Put that Texas on the end. Swung by King Kane, set the booth on fire. Yeah, but these two, I'm gonna give these two little niggas a chance.
That's why when people be like, it ain't no good new music or whatever. Mm-hmm. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
man,
it's
man.
Good new music. I gotta. And if it wasn't for Renzo, I would have never heard. Yeah,
Renzo be. Who was that Renzo used to listen to? Real Heavy.
3-6.
No. It was somebody else. Like after 3-6, like kind of newer. What my man name is? Shy Glizzy.
Oh yeah,
I think Renzo used to listen to Shaq
because he was up there.
He was
in DC,
yeah.
So you know what I'm saying. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But Renzo always listened to
newer music.
Yeah, he always.
But like, he more South shit though. Ain't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he loves Southern shit. But 3-6 Mafia, like, just what it is. And we was tripping because that nigga was about to move to Maryland.
Uh huh.
And we was sitting out at my mom's crib. And we was listening to the Purple Tape. That's why that shit is like, that album like is just so fucking, something. That shit means something to us.
Yeah.
So the nigga say, hey man, I need that shit to ride to, man. And I'm like, well, you better go buy you one.
Oh, like, you gave it to him?
Gave him my shit, and I went and bought another one. And nigga still got it in his CD changer.
Oh, word, that's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah, man. But that's my, you know, that's my brother. So, you know, we sat out there and he played a bunch of songs from them two dudes. And right after that, went right back to the Purple Tape. And he started talking about that 35 shit again and how he got the number 35. Aww. Look at this. How he got the 35 and shit, because he moved up from JV to varsity.
What was he in? Did he say what number he was?
He was JV? 32.
Oh, and JV?
Yeah.
And then he went to varsity. Sophomore year.
Gog G.
Goggle Man had 32.
Mm-hmm. He moved up freshman year.
He moved up freshman year.
Yeah, he moved up.
Oh, in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. That is right.
He left us down to him and Trav.
Trav left
us and didn't come back the next season.
That's crazy.
They stayed on varsity.
Sophomores, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, the difference between a 10th grader and a 12th grader is insane.
Yeah.
Major.
It is.
It's insane, bro.
It is. It really is.
Hey, bro, like, you don't need to be with them niggas. Like, 2 years.
Unless you just like that.
Yeah. It's crazy, bro.
Unless you just like that.
Like, a 9th grader do not need to be at the same place as a 12th grader.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No. Yeah. No.
But,
no.
Like, talking to Renz yesterday, he was like, nigga, I ain't play football till my 8th grade year.
Really?
Yeah. He said he didn't play football till his 8th grade year. First time he ever played
crazy.
Football.
That's a lot of raw shit.
Yeah.
A lot of them boys, like, been playing all their life.
And yeah.
You could tell, like, when certain stuff was, like, second nature.
Mm-hmm.
Like playing a, like you play baseball, the way a person that played baseball all their life, the way they move on the field is totally different than somebody who's like, you might have like the physical, like you might be fast enough and all this kind of stuff, but just the way you move is totally different, man.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It take a little while to get it. Like it took me like half a season.
Yeah.
They really like get that shit down. Mm-hmm. And I remember Coach B, he was like, when it finally hit, he was like, where was this early? I was like, Coach, I never played before. Like, I'm just big.
Coach Bella told me.
Yeah, Coach B told me that shit, man. Like, where was this early?
I forgot about that dude.
Yeah, he was a linebacker's coach.
Yeah, and he was wrestling coach, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. I was like, Coach, I ain't knew. Bro, I was like, most of the time, I just be out there running around.
Mm-hmm.
I was just out there running around, like, not knowing what to do. But
yeah, man.
Some people just got it, bro.
Yeah, man.
Some people just got it.
Yeah, but Renz definitely was one of them niggas, because that nigga went from playing football the first time his 8th grade year to making the North South fucking team.
That's crazy.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Renz went crazy. I seen you.
That nigga would run up
after
your
I
back.
Broke my leg. After I broke my leg. Shit. They had about 1,300, 1,400 yards.
But that same game, he had like over like 400 and something yards. But if he wound up with like 3 something.
They called back.
They called back like 100 and something yards for holding. Yep.
They went fucking like, bananas after I broke my shit, man. I'm sorry. He went fucking crazy.
That's all we had. All we had to do was run the ball. That's all we could do was run the ball. We won that game.
That nigga went fucking crazy.
You threw a touchdown early in the game, though, ain't it? Yeah. That was the prettiest pass, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I think, man, you threw the ball. It wasn't nobody there. I was like, who the fuck is he throwing it to? And Nate Trish just came full stride. I'm talking about he ain't had the brake stride.
Caught
that bitch and gone.
I put that bitch out there. He ran straight to the end zone.
That was a perfect pass, bro.
I'm talking about the best pass I threw ever in my life.
Like some damn.
It was the last one I threw, too.
I ain't like Drew Brees type shit.
Yeah, it was. I'm talking about it was perfect. Timing was perfect. Everything. Line, block, 1, 2, 3. I let that bitch fly. They was in a cover 3. No, they was in a cover 1. Because they had one safety in the middle of the field. Shit, I'm taking my chances. My chances with Nick Trick.
Dude,
I'm taking that chance all day.
That motherfucker came and got that shit.
I'm taking that shit all day. I audible out of what I called 525. I'll never forget that shit. Called 525. Hit them niggas. Hit them with the post. Boom, boom, boom. That nigga ran through that motherfucker. I'm talking about. And untouched.
When I saw that play, I was like, oh shit, we going to the playoffs.
We
going to the playoffs, bro.
We was getting to go crazy. But
hey,
yeah,
bro,
man.
I swear to God, on the sideline, bro, I took my helmet off. Like when I saw the pass and he called it, I was like, oh shit, I took my helmet off. Mm-hmm. I knew it. I was like, we going to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Knew it.
Because I think Brian Barber took a kickoff to the crib with some shit that game. On some wild shit. Like they kicked it short.
And he got and ran it back.
I think so.
In the first half.
Before we scored. Before I threw that
before
touchdown.
Before you threw that.
Because we was up 14-7.
That had to be it then.
I think we was up 14-7 when I broke my shit.
Damn.
Yeah. Good old days. Nigga, that was, I'm talking about, nigga, that was so long ago, but.
Yeah.
Nigga, right now, we would have been getting ready to go to Darlington High 30 years ago. I was already at football practice and all that shit by now. Yeah, yeah. We getting ready for the jamboree and shit.
Getting ready for the,
Because they had camp, they still had to go to camp and shit. I didn't go to camp my freshman year.
Oh, yeah, because school started like a week or so later than what
it is. Yeah, we started like August.
Or something.
No, like. We started like the 20th.
We started like the 20th?
The end of September. Either the third or the fourth week of September. We never went back to school that early. They ain't start that shit till after we graduated. We started like August 28th, 27th, 28th.
Yeah, like
we
right.
always started school.
Yeah, back. I was already 14.
Because hell, everybody else, like motherfuckers in Philadelphia and shit, they didn't start till a week after Labor Day. Motherfuckers don't know back in the day. Mm-hmm. Shit, yeah, because David and them used to come down.
Yeah, right. They did start later.
And I would be school shopping. They still on vacation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So two, three weeks after they left, I'm getting ready to go back to school. This nigga was still in Philly chilling. Yeah. He wasn't doing shit. But yeah, man, good old days, man.
Shout out to Renz. Shout out to Renzo, man.
Shout out to my dog, man. Yeah, we had a good time last night laughing and shit, man.
You heard it come back?
Yeah, he already left, man. Shout out to D Dowder. Go ahead and get this out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
He went to the Jesus show.
Greensboro.
Yeah. I ain't talked to him yet.
I did.
Yeah. I ain't talked to him yet.
Call me but twice.
He go here this Tuesday.
Yeah.
And he go call because I'm finna talk shit to him.
Right.
Because some bitch told me he was going to the show in Jacksonville.
Right.
On August 23rd.
Because I'm steady getting my ass chewed out by and this shit.
Lamont went.
Right. Cucksucker.
Yeah, so I saw both of them niggas. I was like, damn, two D-Town niggas was in the Greensboro shit.
That bitch ain't
shit. Wally Furkus was in that bitch.
He was half ass sharp.
Dicked out too,
That's what's up.
Yeah, but I was still trying to go to the August 23rd show. I was gonna try it.
Right.
But I still might. I doubt it though.
Where that August 23rd?
Jacksonville.
Oh.
And it's someplace else too.
Oh, he got 2 months?
His last show is in Columbus, Georgia.
Oh, it's not in Jacksonville. That's not the
No. He got a couple more after that.
But somewhere else between Greensboro now?
Oh, I think he leaving Greensboro and going Virginia. Somewhere else. That's
He was in Baltimore Friday.
Yeah, see, and I, like, they got him
going
like,
up and down.
Yeah, like, all over the place. Like, it don't make sense.
Up and down like a seesaw.
Yeah. But yeah, man, shout out to D-Dot, you motherfucker. You could have called me and told me you was going to the Wedding Greensboro. I could have pulled the string and went.
Oh, the Greensboro.
Yeah.
Soon
I could have
seen he but got I, the pictures.
I know I couldn't go by myself.
I could have went.
So.
She already want to go, so.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
It heard up Siri. That was Siri. Go ahead, my bad.
Yeah, she want to go, so.
Yeah.
Anyone that.
Mm-hmm.
She's even willing to go to Jacksonville.
Yeah. Cause I mean, motherfucker wanna dress up and shit, man. Right.
Nice event though.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, man. Goddamn Dottie, holla at your boy, man. You could've let me know something, nigga. I wonder if he took his wife with him.
No,
he didn't.
Nah, cause she said she ain't had to go or whatever.
Oh, so my God. That nigga's the luckiest nigga.
I can't pull that out.
Oh, hell no, I can't.
I'm getting beat up by not.
Dog, I can. If I go see Jeezy without her, I'm going to have a problem.
Think you'll want to go with her, though.
I know I do. Right. I do because, no, nigga. Dog, if you see how this woman reacts to Jeezy.
Oh, she love it.
Oh, my God.
But I'm just saying, just like the vibe of the place.
That's where mine want to go.
Dog.
Because of the vibe of what's going on with
that motherfucker
thing.
She know the whole TM101.
Oh, yeah.
She know TM1. She know all that nigga shit.
She love it.
Mine want to get dicked out.
She love that dude music. Like, he's her Southern Jay-Z.
Because
she love Jay like that, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think I ever told you that, but.
Shout out to her.
Yeah. But she love rap. You know what I'm saying? She got a little brother. So she love, you know what I'm saying? She knows songs I would never imagine. You know, I would have never thought she knew. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just look at her like, God damn, you know this too?
Yeah.
She can run them back.
Oh, God, she's a gangster. That motherfucker know throw your guns, the Onyx shit.
Really?
I'm talking about word for fucking word.
She graduated the same year we did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She know that shit word for fucking word. I swear to God, when that shit come on, she go crazy. Straight up, yeah, man.
She'll love this Jeezy shit.
Yeah, man. I know she would, man. I wanted to see it too, man. God damn it. But yeah, Jeezy, and I see the clips, and I'm just like,
We still got a chance.
Man, I want to see that nigga. Y'all, I want to see that show, dog.
Hey, go.
I want to see that motherfucker,
go.
Man.
We still got a chance.
You will kick yourself if you don't go.
I know. I'm already kicking myself because I already missed him in Charlotte, Raleigh, and Greensboro.
Go ahead, get on 26 and hop on 95, and you'll be down in Jacksonville in no time.
I know, man.
Get your room down there, you know what I'm saying? Go walk on the whatever they got, the promenade, whatever they got down there on the river.
Might have to make it happen.
Make a little weekend of it or some shit.
I might have to. But yeah, man.
I'm gonna pull some shit out.
Wanna say rest in peace to producer Howie T.
That's what L said earlier today.
Yeah, and see, I know a nigga like him. Shout out to L.
Yeah, he do.
We gonna talk about that in a second too, because I had to give him. But yeah, man, Howie T. He did the Real Roxanne. He did a few songs with the Real Roxanne, and he was born in England.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he was born in England. But he did Treat Him Right.
Chill Rock.
Hitman Howie T.
Oh,
that Hitman Howie T.
Yeah. He used to be down with UTFO.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But he did I Got It Made. Special Ed.
Hitman Howie T had a lot of shit though.
Yeah, he did. Cause Chubb Rock shot him out. Piece of Howie T, good looking beat.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Somebody else did that.
Mm-mm.
Who else did Howie T?
You can't help but shake your head at that shit.
I'm telling you, got about and this nigga dropping gems in this motherfucker. Joe, you remember we saw this nigga live a couple years ago?
Where was he at?
Lando spot. No.
Oh, he was at the
for Mayo shit.
Yeah, that's where it was. Yeah. I know somewhere close.
Yeah. Yeah, he did a lot of shit, man.
After you get finished talking about Howie T, I got some news for you.
Oh shit. He did the Just the Two of Us shit. He did I Wanna Sex You Up.
Oh, the Color
Me Bad.
He had some the bread. He should have.
Yeah,
bread.
Like he should have been. You know, he did I'm the Magnificent by fucking Special Ed. Think about it. Yeah, he had some shit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man. Rest in peace, mm-hmm. Hitman Howie T. Thank you for the timeless classics, because Treat 'Em Right gonna always. Like you just said, I'm going to always bob my head with that shit. Come on.
Right.
Can't help it,
man. But yeah, man. What news you got?
Our boy L. You know on my show we be doing like the 6 degrees of separation, uh-huh. Whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And he connected with so many people.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you follow him on social media, but he posted a video of an all-white party he had, their family had or whatever, right?
Uh-huh. On Instagram?
Facebook.
Okay.
Maybe Instagram too.
I didn't see it on.
But he was talking about how his the DJ was kind of whack. Mm-hmm. Didn't know how to get the crowd going. It was a DJ from our hometown. I ain't gonna say.
From our hometown?
Yeah.
Wow.
Older DJ.
Older DJ.
Yeah. Mm. But then he was like, somebody in his family was like, yo, let me get on, let me play some stuff, whatever, mm-hmm. whatever. The family member was Maceo.
What Maceo?
That Maceo.
Really?
De La Soul, Maceo.
Maceo?
Yes.
Get the fuck out of here.
He's here now.
He's related to this nigga?
Yeah.
He ain't never say that shit?
That's what I said then.
What the fuck is wrong with L? Yeah. L, we gotta talk. Yeah. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
He's friends with the niggas that did Stakes is high?
Bro, I said, he doing interviews? He's like,
I'm sorry. He related to him.
Either he is or his wife is, one of the two.
Shit, but either or, it don't matter.
Right. He's like, he here now, he been here, you know, since Thursday. Yeah, he's
Are
here.
Are you serious? But you know what? Them boys used to be in Florence back in the day.
Really?
They did, because my cousin Punkin, shout out to Punkin, she used to talk to Black Jesus. Back in the day, she met that nigga back in the day.
Well, that's probably the reason why they was in Florence then.
You gotta be fucking L. We gotta have a conversation.
Yeah. I was like, he do. You ain't interviewed him? He was like, nah, I ain't really in. I was like, what? I was like, will he do an interview or whatever? And he was like, I don't know. I was like, man. I was like, you know, Jones. I said, you know, Jones gonna want to meet the nigga.
Like, I just want to shake his hand and talk to him for a second.
Like, he was like, I don't know. He might, you know, so he might can bring him by the house or whatever. I was like, shit, hell, bring him by my house. Yeah, he gonna be at the crib.
Right.
So yeah.
That's dopest. I got it. Hell, you ain't shit for that one. Right. Like, you, how nigga, you don't tell us you related to him?
This nigga like him. He the, get Mr. Cheese.
He's one of the native tongues.
Keith Murray. He know all these niggas.
He's one of the native fucking tongues, Joe. Most of them
cats been around here too. That's probably why.
They probably all got family around this bitch.
Yep.
God damn it.
Yeah, because Keith Murray, a few times back in the day.
It's so easy, nigga. It's so weak. Nah, I used to play the fuck out of that shit. I used to love De La Soul.
Yeah, that was shit.
I used to love De La Soul. Like, on the low light, because a lot of motherfuckers wasn't it. They was just normal niggas to me when it came. Like, they wasn't they ain't got no designer shit.
Yeah, they all style.
Yeah, they got, they chilling.
That's what me and Rush thought we
was. Yeah, like, it is what it is.
Trying to be all
me and Rush thought we was some boys.
But they was some cool ass niggas. They dressed different. They were fly as hell.
Especially at 3 feet high.
Yeah.
That was a...
Dog. Oh, my God, yo. Are you fucking kidding me?
I was telling him about...
This is my shit, right? Jay Dilla produced this motherfucker.
I was telling him about the episode of Teen Titans.
Where they helped them get their shit back.
Yeah. Did you ever watch it?
I watched some of it. I never finished it.
But they helped them get their shit back. Yeah, I was telling him about it. He was like, what? I was like, yeah, it was on Teen Titans.
And the boy shit all over... streaming now. Like, I can go and pull this shit right here up and dog, this shit had a baseline out of this fucking world. Or some woofers, yo. Oh my God. Stakes is high. And them boys can rap. What's the one that passed away? I can't remember his name.
Plug 2?
No.
True Gore.
Yeah.
What, about 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could really rap.
Right.
Black Jesus could really rap. With Plug 1 and Plug 2. You know what I'm saying? The boys could rap. Like, they was lyrical as shit.
Oh yeah.
And they beats was just, they had some dope ass beats. They ain't talk about no money. They ain't talk about no car.
None of that.
They just rap.
Wasn't on that brand.
It wasn't shit. On that shit. And probably had all that. You know, if they did, they got it now. Or they about to get it. Cause they about to get some shit that's old to them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They go get, they just do, and they deserve it all. But me and my little Honda and this shit right here, girl,
beating.
Tearing the east side the fuck up. The stakes is high. And it's so easy. Oh man, cause it was a single CD. It was like it had this and It's So Easy on it. I used to play the fuck out them two songs, man. Yeah, but them boys can rap, man. I love them boys, man.
I knew that was gonna be your reaction.
I know you did. Cause like, dog, that's niggas like that don't get appreciated enough for me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, you say that, but then to have them on a show like Teen Titans, then somebody knows.
And somebody felt the same way, you know, like somebody loved them boys to say, listen, these boys deserve they shit. Excuse me. So, you know what I'm saying? But even like that Barr and Kendrick song, we talking about, I might just give this to Rakim.
Yeah.
In the clip song.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers is acknowledging Rakim now, like, he should have been recognized like long time ago. But for Kendrick to say that, it make it even that much better because, yeah, nigga, he letting y'all know the reason I rap the way I rap is because of him. That dude changed rap. He came up with the 316s. He came up with the rhyme schemes, the different rhyme patterns. Like, he did, he changed that shit. So for Kendrick, I appreciate Kendrick for saying that.
It's the same thing, kind of like when Jay said, I'm overcharging niggas for what
it did to the Cold Crush. Same shit. Yeah,
just a different era.
Just a different fucking era.
An era before.
Yeah. Rakim. You know what I'm saying? Jay was really in the mix with Rakim, because Rakim was in the mix with Big Daddy Kane and Jay was around.
So his era that he would say that about would be the Cold Crush.
Would be the Cold Crush. Treacherous 3. Yeah.
Because after like the Rakim era, everybody really got the money they probably should have got or whatever. Or the notoriety a little bit or whatever. But
and a lot of them niggas, a lot of them didn't really want. Like AZ got a bar in one of his songs. He said, "I never sold a million, but fuck it, I'm here to save the babies." You know what I'm saying? Like some of them niggas feel like that. And we had this conversation before, cause Doogie used to always, the Doogie was always, when them niggas wanted that money, a lot of them did, but a lot of them didn't. A lot of them actually was doing what they love
for the art.
Yeah, and it just ended up coming into bread. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Doogie. I was about to go pick him up, and I was like, "Nah, we're a little early today, so I'll wait. We, you know, record a little later because I'm gonna have to hit him. I didn't hit him. Well, he been sending me shit on Instagram all week.
Me too.
He sent me that shit about Fat Joe and Jadakiss. That shit had my stomach hurt.
Which one?
Jadakiss talk about Fat Joe leg. Talking about he already got the goddamn first step of the Euro goddamn with his leg. Dude, sit with that shit crippled me, man.
Joe be saying some stuff. People don't be believing his stories, but
Joe be telling some stories.
Stories be crazy, but I think they be true.
I
know the one. He was like, he was down south, and it was a song he never heard of. And he was like, the girl was just dancing. She knew all the words. And he was just like, and it was some song. Good googly moogly googly googly. But he can't remember the song. Good googly. You know how Joe talk. Good googly moogly. Googly googly googly. And everybody in the comments knew what it was. But Joe did not know the song. But yeah, Joe be having some stories.
Joe be having some stories. I'm going to start watching that shit a little more. I just be watching the clips.
Yeah,
I don't
me
watch
too.
The whole
me
show.
Too.
Yeah, man. Speaking of Project Pat, did you see the little girl singing Chicken Head?
The little white girl.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know she done upped his money.
Really? Huh? Oh, people done went and streamed it.
Oh, my God. They say his streams is through the fucking roof.
Wow. Shout out to white people.
They say that nigga's streams is absolutely gold bananas.
Hey, bro, like, you know, black love and all of that shit. But if you got something and white people jump on that shit, and then jump on that shit on TikTok.
Yeah.
It's over. Fucking
room. That little girl was doing karaoke somewhere, right? And she did Chicken Head.
Yeah. She was on the news. She made it to the news.
Dog.
Yeah.
That shit got my man streams.
That's crazy.
Out of pocket.
Not all white people want to do it. Now they gonna
find
fucking I like if it happened like that, like later on in life. But I don't really like when they in it at the same time. They kinda water it down.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to hear you talking about 90 days in the penal farm.
She was rapping that chicken head shit. That shit went viral. His money done. He getting more money.
Good. Shout out to Project.
I hope they take him off the One Music Fair.
Pastor Patrick.
Yeah, they need to take him off the One Music Fair.
Thank you. I'm glad you saying it too, because this nigga do not want to rap his shit.
They need to take him off that shit. Yo.
Yep.
Man.
They need to take him off. Dungeon Family is doing a fucking Rico Wade tribute.
A concert?
At the one music.
Oh, they're gonna be there. That's in September, ain't it? Damn, I'm gonna have to go down there.
What we doing? What are we
September
doing?
September the what?
I don't know. I think it's the week before homecoming.
Let me see what my August look like. Yeah. I gotta say about 20 of them things.
Yeah.
I say about 20 of them things. I get 20 out there, John. I'm gonna tell y'all something. If I go to One Music Fest, y'all know something.
Yeah.
Right. That gonna be the sign right there.
Yeah.
You know how they say, what's that thing like I ain't gonna tell people I'm rich, but they gonna be signs.
Yeah,
they gonna be signs. I sell all them things. Though. You know what I mean? Yeah.
You see.
But yeah, man. They doing that, and I really want to see it.
Damn.
And man. I think it's a 3-day affair. I think it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Hotel's gonna be crazy,
right?
Yeah. If I go, I ain't staying in no goddamn hotel.
Shit. Eat it.
Stay at my sister. There it is.
Eat it. Let me get the guest room.
He got about 17 bedrooms.
Yeah. The oldest son, he in college. I think he's still in college.
I sleep in that nigga room. I ain't got to sleep in his bed. I sleep on the floor.
Bro, Edie got a guest bed. Now, he got 12 kids, and he still got a guest bedroom. I swear to God. All the kids was living there. I was going to fly to Houston, so I drove it. He like, yeah, B-Love, come through. You can stay in the guest room. You have your own bathroom, everything.
Damn.
Yes, Lord.
Got that Edie.
I had to leave the room.
Shout out to Edie.
Shout out to Edie. $1 million house down there.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to my homeboy.
And they got $1 million grass, too.
Yes, Lord.
That bitch y'all look so good.
That nigga about burn it up, though, last 4th of July.
4th
Fuck with the fireworks.
Hell yeah, nigga.
Got that Eat It, man.
Shout out to Eat It.
Shout out to Eat It, man.
Yeah. But yeah. I saw the thing too, but
yeah. I gotta go back and look at it again. Yeah. Cause it's a lot of motherfuckers on there I don't wanna see.
Yeah.
But if I can pinpoint that day that they gonna be there, I would just go for that one day.
And you know what about festivals that I don't wanna do? Is fuck up a pair of shoes.
Yeah,
you gonna fuck up some shoes.
You gonna fuck them up.
I mean, you gonna fuck them up.
You gonna fuck them up. I fucked up a few pair.
Right.
At Funk Fest is back in the day.
Everyone.
I've been to Durag Fest, but that ain't like a music festival like that, like concert type shit. But
yeah, we saw Kells at one.
Yeah.
Kelly Rowland?
R. Kelly.
Who
R.
was that? Sound like a weirdo.
Listen.
That just sound like a weirdo.
So the other day, we Air Force that shit.
Them two things.
And I saw it. I went straight as a Jew.
You know what I like to do? I like to wait for like some people to comment.
Yeah.
Like, I still listen to them, whatever. Yeah. And then I say the most derogatory hating shit.
That bitch got on there.
You see somebody going,
what did you say?
I said,
Something pedophile.
Something pedophile.
I got to pull it up.
Pedophile ass music.
Yeah. I got to pull it up.
Yeah.
But
and
I do.
I want somebody to try to debate me on that shit.
I tagged Jude first.
Right.
Because I was like, I got to let him see it. So yeah. L said so, was I said so.
Yeah.
And I was like, this nigga is not going to lie. He's like, he probably ain't even going to say nothing though. And I was like, shit.
Yeah, he don't know me then.
I'm finna tag him. Yeah. I'm finna tag him.
No, he
Because I want him to see this.
I saw it and I wasn't going to say nothing until, I wasn't going to say nothing.
Till a lot of people say they were still listening to him.
No, until he said I wasn't going to say nothing. Because I wasn't going to say nothing about the post.
Yeah. Trash ass pedophile. Yeah,
trash ass pedophile. I wanted somebody to say something too.
Yeah, you know nobody was gonna say
that. Nah, they know that.
Cause they know
nasty.
It's the real.
That nigga nasty.
Yeah, it's the real, man. I never stopped listening to it. Like, damn, you ain't even take a break.
Freak.
You ain't take a break. I did take a break. And I just like I say, it'd be moments where it's inevitable. I just end up there. I don't be meaning to, but like anytime, like the last couple months on Sundays when I'm riding, I'm listening to R&B.
Mm-hmm.
And anything from the 90s that come on, it's gonna lead to that nigga. I don't know why.
What you listen on?
Album.
Shout out the title. Title no not afford me like that.
It just, I always end up there, man. But yeah, man, that was funny, man.
Shout out to L. He but got two of them shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck you need two of?
And they got two of everything he got there, man.
But it was on the top.
Yeah. He was on the top. Hey, no, he pulled out. He had a picture of both of them.
Both of them, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Ari Lennox. You seen what she had to say about one of the greatest sitcoms ever. Why are these new people so fucking sensitive?
It ain't new people. It's just her. She's sensitive about everything.
Mm.
And she missed the part where he never said nothing about her complexion.
Never. But I was watching a clip from New World and Mall. Damaris, the chick that's on that show, she said the shit that he was talking about is like, dark-skinned women is adjacent to dark-skinned women.
Oh, like the BDBs?
Yeah. Not being able to get a man, the masculine shit.
Oh.
She said, you know, so she said that's...
That's a fair point.
That's the colorism part of it.
But he never called her darky.
He never...
Like that.
And I'm guilty of that. I'm not a colorist, but... Nigga, when the jokes go to fly, if you're a black motherfucker, I'm gonna get me one off if I got to.
You used to dog Keita though.
Oh man, but that was out of love.
Man, you used to dog Keita.
That was out of love though.
Your sister dog?
She used to
be. She's darker than him.
But when we was young, my sister was like, she was super dark.
She was a little chocolate.
She was super dark. So my cousin's from Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
I heard my cousin David call his brother Randy the Prince of Darkness one night.
So he used to call her that?
Princess of Darkness. And her and Randy was the closest. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But Randy, but I think that shit just make dark skinned people have sharp tongues, because we used to call you names.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I never really did. One time we was on the bus. Niggas used to fuck with him because he was dark skinned. But we used to roasting sessions back then was what it was.
Everybody got it.
But B always had a sharp, slick comeback, and he was quick with it. You're not just gonna talk slick to him and think, you know, go have a motherfucker laugh at him. He gonna get on your ass.
Yeah, I guess shout out to Edie, because he was like, when he first got to Brockington, I used to pick at him because he had drunk t-shirts or whatever. I was like, my bad, man. He's like, man, that's all we could get. But you know what I'm saying? But everybody used to pick at everybody.
Everybody used to pick at everybody. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? You get it.
But Martin never called a dark. Like, everybody had jokes for everybody on that show.
Like, he'll pick at Weave and stuff like that. Yeah.
She never, Pam was a bad motherfucker.
Yeah, she used to call him short.
She used to slam him and her shit. But that's, men don't never, we don't get that grace. Like, ain't nobody.
No, not by being dark.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, yeah, no. We don't get that grace.
No.
But for a woman calling a man short is that's so disrespectful.
Ooh. It's nothing you could do about it.
There's nothing you could do about it, but men don't like that shit.
I'm trying to think,
it's a short man complex.
Yeah, short niggas don't like that shit.
Like, shit like that, for me personally, I don't get offended by stuff that I can't help.
Yeah,
like, you be like, you're bald head or whatever. Yeah. Shit, I ain't got no control over that. Like, okay, and that's just genetics. But if you be like, you know, you fat or something, like, damn, that hurt because I can't control that. Now you're talking about my discipline. You know, the pride I take in myself, you know what I'm saying? Like, all this kind of shit. Like, you be like, nigga, you can't dress. Like, damn, I ain't got no style. Like,
I gotta get my shit together.
Yeah, let me hire somebody or something.
Oh, God.
When you call a motherfucker, people get mad about the shit they can't help. Right. I'm not getting mad about that.
Right.
Your little dick. There's nothing I can do about it. There's nothing I can do about that.
Oh, shit.
I can't help it. Can't help it.
That's what God gave me.
That's what I can't.
Yeah, that's what I got, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I'm talking about, she said, she it felt like she took the shit personally.
Yeah, and she got a lot of issues with people saying stuff on social media and stuff like that. And
who worse, her or Azealia Banks?
Nah, her, because probably her, because Ari more likable.
Mm.
And Ari don't really, she mean well. So
is Azealia Banks ugly because she dark skin, or she ugly because she got them spaces in her teeth?
I don't think Azealia Banks ugly.
She more ugly here.
I don't think she ugly.
That's why she flipped out on DC. When he called a little ugly ass, that's why she got mad.
But she ain't ugly. I don't think Azealia Banks ugly. She just, she be fucking with people. Like, she talk shit about people who don't say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
She fuck with Beyonce and this person and that person, and she do fool shit, have dead chickens in her closet.
That motherfucker got teeth like Pee Wee, all baby and kid, man. Here you talking about.
Shit, I'll fuck.
I know you would, but she still got teeth like a little
and
nigga.
And then her
hair.
Like a little nigga off baby and kid.
Ain't no way.
Shit, don't tell me we got space between all
of
them. Let me see.
Pull a picture of
Azealia.
Yeah,
pull some shit up.
Cause she ain't ugly to me.
No, she a cute little.
Man, I don't know. She. I guess I call her ugly because of how she act with people and talk about people and shit.
Yeah, that's all it is.
That's what it is. That what make me think she ugly.
Yeah.
Cause she got an ugly spirit.
She do.
Her spirit ugly. Fuck.
Yeah. Something
like
dead.
Real shit. Like, I ain't even being funny, man. Like.
I don't even see her.
She need to humble her fucking self.
Space between her teeth.
You know what I'm saying? She won't smile.
Barely.
No,
she be smiling. She got regular teeth and shit.
Nah, I'm just bullshit.
It was on her ass, buddy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, she ain't ugly.
Cause she got that ugly ass personality, man.
Yeah, look at that picture. Oh shit.
I don't like her too tough.
Look at that picture right there.
Yeah, where the space at?
Yeah, she looks.
That Azealia Banks.
Yeah, that's Azealia Banks.
Oh,
you thinking about somebody else?
No, that's who I'm thinking about.
Ain't no way, bro.
That ain't the picture I seen. Let me find one. Below in the final nice picture of I'm trying to trash her. Shit, nah, fuck that.
I got one without the makeup. She still don't look that fucking bad.
It was ugly, man.
Nah. She like smoke crack though.
No.
It was a bullshit problem.
Oh God.
Yeah, see.
She do look like Snowfall. Shout out to Avi.
Yeah, see shit like that.
That was a bad one.
But she ain't gonna be no.
Look at that wig on that bit here, man.
She do have bad wigs now.
Yeah, look at that woman, man. Ugly, man.
Let me see.
Ugly, D-Love.
She ain't ugly. Oh, shit.
She ugly, man.
Get it back.
She ugly.
Shit. That's a bad hair day, man.
Let me see.
She should have changed her wig. Then she wear color contacts.
Yeah, that's a bad
hair.
That
ain't no bad hat. That she look good right there.
Man, that motherfucker, they, man.
Nice brown skin.
Man.
Yeah, definitely that.
I don't know what I'm capable of. That peanut butter skin.
Look at that motherfucker, dude. Look at that motherfucker, man.
That rack.
Yeah, what about, man?
Let me see you.
Oh, funny looking, then. I won't call her ugly. She funny looking.
It's the wig.
She wears some fucked up wigs.
Yeah, she wears some fucked up wigs.
Yeah, so she, but she got a nerd talk about somebody.
Yeah, she do talk shit. She do talk too much
and
shit.
And wear wigs now, look Ari, like that. Ari fine.
Amazing.
Yeah, you got to tell me about her.
Her at the Essence Fest, you seen that last shit?
Nah, don't want to see it.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, I like Ari now.
I love Ari.
But she,
got past some pictures of her.
She went too far. With this shit.
Plastic surgery though?
No, she went too far with this Martin shit.
With the Martin shit, yeah.
Yeah, she reaching. Because I mean, of course.
What is her affiliation with?
Who? Ari Lennox?
She's just darker.
Oh no.
She just had an opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, she just was talking about some shit somewhere.
And what she said?
Said Martin was being a colorist talking shit about Pam. Oh, his jokes like, was colorist.
I'm sorry. She can say whatever the fuck she want to say. Look at that, June. She can say whatever the fuck she want to say.
Oh, that's her right there?
Yeah, that's our lens right there.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, she can say whatever
the fuck she want to say. Shea butter baby.
And the crazy shit is, she ain't even dark skinned.
No, she darker.
She ain't dark skinned.
She brown, dark brown. She
man,
not dark.
Do you follow the page on social media called Dark Skinned Women or some shit like that on
Facebook?
Yeah,
them women are like,
well, that's tough, right?
That's dark skin.
What dark skin way?
It's a page.
People, they blacker than me.
Well, I'm talking about, no, these African type.
Yeah.
These will be, I'm talking about
it's
black.
Some dark women. I think they from like Sudan or something like that.
There you go.
They like from Sudan or something. They're so black. Like it's a crazy, it's a crazy color dog. Like
male jet. Like motherfucker.
No, they darker than her though.
Yeah, I know, but niggas just go crazy about motherfucker.
Yeah,
like, you know
she
what
had
man?
Good hair too though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, motherfucker go crazy about motherfucker.
Shout out to Cuz. Now watch what you say.
Right.
I wasn't about to say that.
Be careful.
But you know she used to talk to B-Love. B-Rouse.
Yeah, B-Love.
Yeah, she used to talk to, she's the rest in peace of my dog.
Uh-huh.
But her mom used to play cards. Her mom, my dad. My dad used to date her mom's best friend.
Oh, okay.
So every weekend they used to play cards at my pop crib when I was in high school. So her and B-Rouse used to be at my crib. At my dad's house.
Uh-huh.
I'd be upstairs playing the game or some shit. They be on my bed wrestling and shit.
Wrestling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like for real, for real.
Uh-huh.
No, they would really be I was sitting right there in the room.
Hey.
Be better. He had to take that shit somewhere else. Now, this is my bed.
Be careful, though.
You're not feeling
that would be cousin.
You're not feeling I mean, they wasn't doing that shit. I mean, but they date for years.
Yeah.
But me and Mel, we like family.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom ended up marrying my uncle, so
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, rest in peace, Uncle Julius. So mm-hmm. you know, Mel always been cool.
But yeah,
and I
I'm trying to think who else was dark skin like that.
There was a couple of friends I was.
But yeah,
yeah, you know,
tell the
you
business.
Know, you know how Jones, right. you know how Jones ran it back in high school,
uh-huh,
nigga.
Uh-huh.
I was single, shit, for all that shit.
Don't try to explain it now. I was like, stop it, please. Right.
I was,
on his own
I was
show.
Single, right. shit. Right. But yeah, a couple of friends.
Mm-hmm.
2 or 3 of them.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Name them.
Nah, I never do that.
Off mic.
They married now, so.
Oh, all of them?
I think so. Mm. Yeah, I think so.
This one I'm thinking about, I'll ask you off mic.
This nigga is crazy.
Yeah.
Ghostface.
Mm-hmm.
About to drop an album. You listen to his new song?
You know the answer to that. Mm. Is it featuring Big X the Plug?
No.
Trap Dick? No.
But Scram Jones produced it, and he used Rakim, Check Out My Melody,
mm-hmm,
and Mighty Healthy, and he combined them.
And it sound good?
Oh, my God.
No, I haven't heard it.
Yeah.
You listen to Freddie Gibbs?
I got to listen to that Alfredo, too.
It's good. It's real good.
I know it is, because Alfredo 1 was good.
That and Currency dropped the album, too.
Yeah, I hope Currency take a shot back at him, too.
I don't think he do.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, boys, Fred shot a few niggas.
Yeah.
He shot it, but he
I ain't meant to change the subject.
He better leave Benny alone. Nah, you good, because
he whip his ass.
Yeah, he better leave Benny alone.
That Freddie Gibbs is dope.
Him and Alchemist do great shit, bro.
Nigga, me and Alchemist will do great shit. What are you talking about?
Oh, shit.
Motherfucker, somebody posted some shit talking about Al, one of the most overrated producers ever.
Overrated?
I was like, these motherfuckers. Right. I said, this is exactly why I don't be on social media. Who the fuck are you?
Right.
To even, what the fuck is you talking about?
Alchemist might have one of the, he does have one of the best producer albums.
Yeah.
When what's it called?
The shit would hold you down on it back in the day.
Yeah.
We talked about that shit when it came. We did the anniversary on it. That shit
came out when I first moved to Virginia.
Yeah, and you told me. You was like, nigga, I used to ride that shit, boy. Dog, Al is the epitome of fucking hip hop.
What's it called? Fifth Army or something like that.
Yeah, he is the epitome of hip hop. Like, he is what hip hop, he embodies everything about hip hop,
yep,
what it stands for. He been doing this shit since the probably late 80s. But he really blew in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
He blew, man. Early 2000s, he took the fuck off.
Yeah. But Freddie, like you said, Freddie Gibbs was going at people, but he was talking about Benny.
Mm-hmm.
But he went at Spitta because they did that joint album,
mm-hmm,
and Currency didn't do like no promo. He didn't do like no videos or nothing.
Yeah.
And Freddie Gibbs wanted to do all that shit, and he got, you know, he was mad about that shit.
Oh, okay.
But then Currency was on a podcast, and he was like talking about like the situation or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I didn't hear him go at. I listened to a couple of the. I listened to that album a couple of times, but I ain't really picked up on him going at Freddie or whatever. But.
Yeah, I'm gonna listen to it though, man.
Hey, that shit hard, bro. It might be better than Clip shit.
Oh, that's
heavy.
Boy, that's heavy because my bold take was Clips was gonna win Album of the Year.
I don't think
it was gonna win Hip Hop Album of the Year.
It'll probably get it because of the like the media behind it and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And Freddie Gibbs really ain't on their level as far as media wise.
Mm-hmm.
But that shit tough, bro.
I'm gonna listen to it. How many songs?
Like 14, 15, something like that.
So I know it's a quick listen.
Yeah.
Don't nobody make songs longer than 3 minutes no more.
Yeah. But his shit good, though. I ain't gonna lie.
And everybody, people just keep saying that. I keep hearing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Currency shit good, too, but it's more like a mixtape.
He ain't do it with Al, did he? This one
ain't no, he did it with, I forgot. I think he did it with different people, but it sounds good.
Mm. And it's the Alfredo, too.
Mm-hmm. That's
That's Freddie Gibbs.
Yeah.
Alfredo, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Alfredo 1, he got a song with Benny on there. And that shit was going. That shit went crazy.
The Lemon Pepper Stepper.
Yeah, I'm gonna check that. Mm-hmm. Check that Freddie Gibbs out, man. You Chris Brown dropped a new track too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right before he start his
American leg of the tour.
His American leg of the tour.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people go down there in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday. I saw a lot of people post.
Is he gonna go down as the greatest performer of this generation?
He could have possibly went down as the greatest performer ever.
Right.
Had got into all of that trouble, man. He just got too much shit, man.
Yeah, we pulled his rap sheet up on this motherfucker.
Yeah.
That shit was endless.
Yeah. And nigga always just hothead.
Yeah.
He either hothead or Jukulator.
Jukulator.
I don't know if it's that though, because that damn a lot of people tooting powder now.
Yeah, I keep hearing that.
A lot of people tooting powder.
I keep hearing that. A lot of motherfuckers on need a lot of dust bunnies out here nowadays.
Shout out to them, because you know,
Shaka.
It's all the same to me. It's all the same to me.
What's all the same?
All them drugs.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Mm. It's all the same to me. Mm. If it ain't quit right now, you if you smoke weed, no disrespect to nobody in the room. If you smoke weed, right. If you drink liquor, mm-hmm. whatever you do, mm-hmm. stop right now.
Stop right now
and see what happens. Mm. Stop right now, cold turkey. See what the fuck happens.
Cigarettes probably worse,
bruh. It's some people that was talking about them stopping smoking weed, and they was like, they was going through withdrawals that they didn't think they would go through, mm-hmm. headaches and all kind of shit like that. Mm-hmm. So if you want to talk shit about a Potterhead, you stop smoking your weed. Right? And I'm gonna tell you, I stopped drinking Mountain Dews one time. Mm-hmm. It's cold turkey. I'm drinking water, nigga. Right. My body said, "No, the fuck you ain't." He ain't hurting like a motherfucker. Right.
Need that caffeine?
Nah, I don't know if it's the caffeine or the sugar, one of them. Mm. But yeah, I knew it was the sugar because like when I tried to stop, I would feel queasy, and I'd take a little bit. I drank a little bit, and I feel a little better. So I knew it was the sugar. So I had to wean myself off of that. Mm-hmm. So you whatever you doing, whatever your vice is, whether it's cocaine, marijuana, high fructose corn syrup, whatever it is. If you
fried food
ain't gonna be that bad.
It ain't.
Nah, cause you don't really. The only thing probably be with fried food, once you start eating healthy, you gonna shit easier.
Right. Yeah.
But you doing some of them habituates, mm-hmm. and you stop, try to stop cold turkey, see what your body tell you. Now that wake your ass up right there. I'm telling you now. Go ahead, stop. You scared.
I don't got too many. The only advice I really got is
weed and cigarettes. Stop cold turkey, see what happens.
I can never stop smoking cigarettes cold turkey.
Pookie.
Really? I would really go crazy.
Come on.
Fuck why? Yeah. I would.
It's a dude at work, right? His wife didn't want him to stop smoking white boy. So he was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna stop smoking cigarettes." Every time I turn around, this motherfucker vaping, blowing the fucking vape. I'm like, bro, you switch one habit for another. Right, you doing that? Even you smoke
that shit worse probably than cigarettes.
And let me tell you, he was like, "You know what? You right." Like, cause I'm smoking this 10 times a day. And, like he inside smoking it. Like I'm probably smoking this worse because I can't smoke cigarettes inside. Mm-hmm. Like,
right.
Man, everybody got something.
I would never that vape shit.
They're putting water in the lungs for what?
I can't do it.
It's some shit. I forgot what they call it.
Put moisture in your lungs.
It's called balloon lung or some kind of lung and shit. Yeah. Like that. Some people catch that shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it bad though.
Yeah, but.
But yeah, go ahead. Keep Jones, you on your high horse looking down at them niggas at Toot Powder.
Dope heads.
And you get up first thing in the morning, what you do? Reach for that roach.
Nah, I have to smoke a cigarette.
Oh, you an old school
nicotine. When I wake up, first thing I do, I go get my computer, log in, go get me a cigarette, smoke it.
You smoke in the house? Mm-mm. Your wife don't allow that.
I smoke in the garage.
If you didn't live with your, if you weren't married, would you smoke in the house?
Yes.
Okay.
I would have a designated room for it.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. Shit, yeah, boy, be cold outside sometime.
You be like sitting entertainer.
Yeah. Running and shit. Yeah, can't smoke the whole square. You gotta leave leave Earth to enjoy a square nowadays, nigga.
That's crazy.
But yeah, like first, I smoke a cigarette.
We talking about Chris Brown and Tootin' Powder. Yeah.
Habits.
Yeah, habits. But everybody got something they have it now.
Yeah, but I have to have my cigarette.
You ain't got to.
Shit.
No. Yourself off.
I smoke one. Rub my stomach. All right, let me light up another real quick. Go halfway through that one. That
so you smoke one and a half at
that
the
motherfucker
time?
Moving. No, it's just in the morning.
Oh, your bowels.
Mm-hmm.
Get it working.
Get that motherfucker moving. Like motherfuckers have to have coffee in the morning. You know, some people can't do shit without their cup of coffee.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Yeah
I work with some new.
Yeah, some motherfuckers like can't do shit. I need my coffee. I need a Newport. Shit.
Them bitches need drinks.
If they quit that, if they quit that shit, they'll go through withdrawals.
Mm-hmm.
I done seen one.
Nah, that shit ain't really fuck with me because I used to drink them shits bad.
Monster?
Amp.
Oh, you drank Amp?
I can't drink.
When I was working at Toys R Us back in the day, third shift, I was overnight.
Shaking like a stripping
chick. Oh, man. That
if you drank it?
That shit had me shaking.
I had
to stop drinking that shit.
I took I don't know if it was Benadryl or Zyrtec or something like that because it was allergy season. Mm-hmm. I had took one and then like, I was like, oh shit, this shit gonna make me drowsy. So I drank what's that shit that be drinking? Rockstar?
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, I was jittery as fuck. Bro, I was like, oh my God, I'm about to die.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is in them Benadryls or whatever that do that, but mixing them two together, bro, I was like you said, shaking like a rock. A stripper, that's how it was.
Yeah.
Not too much shaking. Coffee do like that too.
Oh, coffee make you shake like that? Yeah, so you don't drink caffeine, do it?
Not like that.
Well, if you drink a soda, you drink Sprite.
Yeah.
I can't drink coffee.
Or ginger ale.
I smoke cigarettes, so I don't drink coffee.
No dark
soda. That's too much. I ain't never really been a big soda guy.
My mama was, you know.
My Phyllis and them was the same way. Yeah. I used to go over there at my aunt's now. Mm-hmm. Anytime you go to their house, they always have a Coke and a Pepsi sitting right there on the counter.
I pissed my mama off with some water.
Yeah, I always had.
Don't tell me, I had all kind of health issues and everything. And I grew up drinking some water.
I grew up drinking Kool-Aid.
I did too after a certain
point. Yeah.
I drank more Kool-Aid. I still drink Kool-Aid.
I don't.
Yeah, I still drink shit.
I ain't poor.
I'm poor.
No, the fuck you ain't.
I'm poor.
Nah, I get some of the
same poor. But Kool-Aid high now, nigga.
I don't give a fuck. I wouldn't know it.
Kool-Aid high as a motherfucker.
I wouldn't know it.
It high as fuck. Yeah.
My wife
buys just. Soda. I'm the only one that really drank it.
My
because they get.
B say you because you're poor.
The kid have a 12 pack of root beer. She keep a 12 pack of Sunkiss.
And you gotta have some soda.
And I gotta have my Kool-Aid.
Yeah, you gotta get out of that poor mindset. You still eat ramen noodles too?
Damn.
Every once in a while.
Yeah, poor.
Yeah, I'm a poor nigga.
Yeah, trying to keep that poor man. You know, you not. Yeah, I ain't gonna say what neighborhood you live in, but you live in that neighborhood, nigga.
I'm a poor nigga.
You got a fucking attached garage.
I'm a poor nigga.
Shut your mouth.
I'm a poor nigga.
I don't eat Kool-Aid. Bricks. Yeah, exactly.
I'm a poor nigga.
Bricks.
Oh God.
Oh, this nigga get it living a fucking brick house.
Yeah, brick.
With an attached garage. Motorized door too, ain't it?
Screen in the door too.
Yeah, pull it up. Oh, you trying to be that humble?
Don't believe that.
Oh, he got motorized.
We got buttons
with the sensor.
Pull that shit up.
You got the sensor.
Everybody got a remote in their car.
Uh huh. You know you can program that to your damn.
I ain't got time.
Yeah, you do. Two minutes.
Yeah.
I just hit the button.
You got a screen on that thing.
On his garage outside.
Yeah, we sit out there in no bugs. Yeah.
You just trying to act like you hood, nigga.
No, nigga, I'm poor.
Drinking pole.
I'm poor.
I said pole. He's drinking Kool-Aid for the hell of it.
Right.
Nigga, I'm a poor nigga.
No, you not, nigga.
Yes, I am.
I swear to God, I can't remember the last time I had Kool-Aid, bro.
Well, I drank that shit all the time.
Nah, yeah, bro.
I drank that shit all the time. But yeah, that shit done went up too.
I put sugar in my tea. Yeah. And I don't even do that no more because I'm trying to be healthy. I can put honey.
Ooh,
honey.
Look at Mr. Bougie.
Yes, sir. I am bougie, man. You better believe it, goddamn it.
See? You got a broke nigga, bougie nigga.
Nah, fuck that shit, nigga. I got standards. Like
I'm a poor nigga.
Your cousin Bomani was like,
poor nigga.
Your cousin Bomani, he was like, the first time he went in first, he flew first class, he was like, I can't go back.
Can't go back.
He was like, whatever he had to do to stay flying first class,
he gotta do
it. Yeah, nigga. If I want something sweet, I'm drinking fucking soda. I'm not drinking no fucking Kool-Aid.
I gotta have my Kool-Aid.
I don't really like, you know, you go to the Wayne spots like U.S. Wings or American Deli.
I mix that shit.
And they got that drink.
You don't drink
really
that either.
I really don't be wanting to.
Yeah, because they ain't no
that
Kool-Aid.
That shit.
Yeah.
It too much like Kool-Aid.
You gotta mix it with the lemonade.
Fuck that shit. That ain't real lemonade either. My mama put lemons in her shit.
They gotta mix it.
Don't give me this po shit.
Right.
Fuck that, nigga.
I'm a poor nigga, man.
You know my daddy named Blue Pearson, nigga. I stopped that shit.
Fuck all
my
that.
My Uncle Willie would not be proud of that, nigga. They got sodas in the house, nigga. He buy by the case.
I'm a poor nigga, man.
Nah, nigga, I drink cheap water. That's it.
I'm a poor nigga.
You ain't poor nigga. You just trying to live like you in the gutter.
Right. I'm a poor nigga, that shit. Man. Oh, poor nigga, yeah.
You probably mix two of them together.
I don't. Yeah. I do not.
I do the red.
I do not. Yeah.
Strawberry and lemon.
Do not.
Red and
give
purple.
Give a little twang.
I don't.
You ain't poor nigga. Stop it.
Black cherry, my favorite.
Black cherry, you mix it with what?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you just go straight black cherry.
Tropical punch is great.
Black cherry, my favorite Kool-Aid, and I'm going to tell you why. When I was young, every time I would go to my grandma's house,
she had black cherry.
She always had black cherry.
Oh, so you do that
Yeah, it's a nostalgic.
You know what I do to commemorate my grandparents?
Uh-oh.
Not get locked up.
Yeah, true.
I mean, I don't do that either, Dad. That's, you know.
Yeah. Not getting Kool-Aid, that is not it.
Yeah.
Listen, hold up. You said the oodles and noodles too, though, B.
Yeah, all of that shit.
Oh, yeah, I still fuck with my oodles and noodles.
Nah, I don't.
That emergency lunch.
That wasn't even in my, like,
Now I'm sick of eating the chicken flavor though.
That's all I'ma eat.
I wasn't really.
I got the beef or the pork.
I ain't want that.
That pork, the Oriental is the one I really used to like.
Does it still say Oriental?
Nah, they changed it to soy.
Because Oriental is racist.
Yeah, so it's the soy.
Nut but chicken.
Soy flavor.
I would get like beef or whatever. I was scared to get the shrimp flavor, but like beef.
Yeah, nigga, they had actual little shrimps in the motherfucker.
Yeah, okay, good
That's
job.
What made me stop eating
in the cup.
Shit.
In the cup of noodles.
Oh no, I ain't never fucked
the
cup.
The cup. Yeah,
you get about two.
Yeah,
that seemed extra poor to me.
The cup.
God, I don't know why. I thought the pack was better than the cup.
I started eating it when I was older.
You can't afford a bowl.
Like I used to grab shit to eat at work real quick.
Yeah, they'd be at work places like that. Work, right. I used to eat that shit at work. I just thought that was extra poor.
Extra poor.
This nigga hit crazy, man.
Yeah, man.
But like, you know, niggas be like, you don't eat pig feet? No, nigga, I'm not a slave. Fuck, like,
man, I can eat
the rest
shit.
Of the hog. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I gotta eat his fucking feet.
I don't eat none of that shit.
I eat them, buddy.
Mama got some of them shits right now.
Pig feet.
They cook. She already cooked them.
Fuck yeah.
Hog shit, mom. I gotta go by there.
Hog maws, hog jaws.
I got to go by there. I need to call her to put one of them bitches aside for my punk ass dad to get over there.
I had a dude that work.
Take them all.
Dude that work was talking about noodles or whatever, like how he doctored them up. I was like, nigga, you sold 7 cars like in 2 weeks. Why the fuck you don't need to eat like that? Yeah, like, stop it.
Right, what are you doing?
But shit, like, nigga, restaurants, they got ramen restaurants.
But that's
now.
Different ramen than damn.
I meant ramen. I'm sorry.
Stop it, nigga.
Ramen.
Yeah, they got that in Charlotte.
Ramen noodles.
Yeah, they got a whole bunch of ramen like restaurants and shit, but them noodles taste different than the damn top ramen shit.
They do?
Hell yeah.
I don't know.
It was one in Sand Hills I used to go to. I don't know if they still open, but yeah, them shit's good, but
I think they still open.
Yeah.
Right across from Champs, right?
Yeah, right still there. Up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They
got there after I left from over there, so that's why I didn't get to experience that.
Yeah, but it's still close.
When I worked at Champs in Sand Hills, which was right next door.
Oh, that's some shit right there.
Oh, God. That's how I got addicted to that shit.
I
got to
say, which
region? It was right there where Academy at. Oh, yeah, dog, trust me.
Jersey Mike's there now.
Everywhere I used to go, if I saw a witch, I was getting me a fucking sandwich from there.
They just
I was addicted to that shit.
They just didn't hit.
Because motherfuckers don't understand. Like, boy, that was some.
They didn't have like the marketing behind them. Like
they got the best milkshakes in the world.
Oh, your milkshake, nigga.
Dope sandwich. God,
you know who don't drink milkshakes?
Who?
Poor niggas.
Oh God, here this nigga go.
Poor niggas love ice cream.
Right.
They not gonna get no milkshake. They gonna get Kool-Aid. They gonna have Kool-Aid. So there you go, fake ass poor nigga.
Yeah, right. I'm a poor nigga, man.
Yep. Yep, shout out to you.
Why I can't be a poor nigga, yo?
Nah, nigga, you ain't from the trenches.
Poor nigga, nigga, that's a damn lot, nigga.
You make, hell no. I'm not going to say I'm from the damn trenches.
I'm from the trenches, cub.
I ain't from the trenches.
I'm from the trenches, but I grew up on 2nd Street and Avenue D, cub.
I mean, Limit right there by the projects. The first house from the projects, but still. Right. Nope, I ain't claiming that. Hell no.
Yeah, nigga, I lived in the trenches now.
My daddy worked 40 hours a week. My mama, too.
Yeah, my pa was in the military, nigga. And yep, I still lived in the trenches.
You lived there when it was a good neighborhood.
No, the hell I did.
Bruh.
Nigga, I lived there doing crack.
True.
Shit, nigga.
Let me stop. You're right.
Nigga, late 80s, early 90s.
Is crack bad around there like that, though?
Nigga. Shit. Nigga, sirens used to put me to sleep at night, dog.
It was bad like that?
Yes. That's dog, right. That's how the east side, like, the east side of Darlington was fucked up back then.
Yeah, that was one of the beginning parts.
Yeah, like, boy, it was fucked up.
I went like I guess on TV and shit, it make it seem like everybody was afraid to walk down the street.
Nah, nigga, I was always outside.
Depending on what street it was, it was.
I couldn't go down 3rd.
3rd is which street?
The street over from the one I stayed on.
The one with run behind
Dix,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you going like the like you gonna go to Pepper Ridge instead of busting that right, you make that left at 3rd Street.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, okay.
Before
okay.
you get to the hood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's that one right there.
That's 3rd Street.
That's 3rd Street.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I couldn't go down 3rd, but I could see 3rd Street from my yard.
Okay.
I couldn't go on 3rd Street.
3rd Street was that shit, man.
Second was worse.
Second and Street was worse?
Fuck yeah.
Ain't that the street where what you call it stayed on? What street that I think it was Janata Grandma stayed on.
That was 3rd. That's
2nd Street.
Yeah.
2nd and
3rd.
It was just a part of 2nd Street that was fucked up.
Oh.
It was the part between Avenue E and Avenue F.
Which one is E and F? Which one is the one that go from, like, right in front of the cane?
Grandma? No, where you with Janata Grandma? From Janata Grandma all the way to,
like, going past them, not toward Kane, the other way.
Yeah, going the other way.
That's the bad part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I ain't never.
Because my aunt stayed on the corner of Avenue E and Second.
Which one is that?
That's the street over.
Avenue D. Yeah.
I stayed on the corner of Avenue D and Second. My aunt stayed on the corner of Avenue E and Second. F was the next one over.
Keep going from Kane.
Going to Kane.
To Kane.
Yeah.
So the street that can't, like, that take you right to the hood, what street is that?
F-H.
H.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All the alphabets. Yeah. But if you ever notice in any place that has poverty,
mm-hmm,
they got numbers.
The alphabets.
I mean, mm-hmm, alphabets, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dog, it was fucked up over there.
Because Hartsville the same way. The alphabet streets jacked up.
It was fucked up over there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And Martin Luther King.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't had no MLK though.
But, like, it was fucked up. See, you said that D. So Avenue C and B
is back behind.
They was
fucked up.
Charlie Chips.
Avenue F.
That's F.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So on the corner,
because Maurice Harrington stayed right across the street from Charlie Chip.
Yeah.
I used to be at his hospital.
So I used to be at
Shout out to Reese.
I used to be right across the street from what you call it. From Janata now.
Mm-hmm.
I used to, like, when I get out of school in Kane, I walk to that house until my mom got off work.
But B and C, it was fucked up too.
Yeah.
But it was off of First Street Extension. Well, no, First Street, Second Street.
Back in the day when I was a kid.
That whole blocks.
I said that was a long time ago though. But there was a hotel over there.
Mm-hmm. On Avenue C.
Yeah, on Avenue C. Mm-hmm. And it was grimy.
Yeah.
C?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know where, because
C and Dixie, Second Street.
Dixie is off of Avenue B.
So one block
the back of Dixie is Avenue B.
Okay. Hold up.
B, C.
Which Dixie? The plate plant or the cup plant?
Cup
plant.
Yeah, where your pot worked at.
That's B?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
B is behind it. Okay. Then you got C, then D.
C take you to... the plate plant?
No.
The cup plant?
D take you to the plate.
D take you
to the plate. So D was on the corner where Bay Island used to be.
Yes. Right.
That's D.
Yeah, that's where I grew up.
Right. Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
I grew up on 304 Avenue D.
That's, bro, I know a lot of streets and shit, but, like, them streets in Darlington, like, I ain't knew the names of them. Like, King Edward's Ave and all.
Yeah, that's in the project. That's right beside
That's right
you.
By my daddy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's another one?
I always knew street names because I hate
you got
being lost.
Another thing was Pine and Southern Pine. Those are two totally different streets.
Mm-hmm.
Pine
is over there by the center.
Mm-hmm.
Southern Pine
is run by Mayo.
Beside O'Neill.
O'Neill stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, man.
Shout out to the Nom.
Shout out to the Nom, nigga. They gave it that shit after I left. So that was after my time.
Why you calling your stuff where you live at that? Shout out to Fallujah, nigga.
Right.
But they them young boys called that shit because by the time
Chopper City.
I moved when I was 14. I would go back over there because my dad still stayed there.
Yeah.
So I would be over there most of the fucking time, especially on the weekends because all my homeboys is over there still.
Uh-huh.
Nigga, the police started they shit. Start fucking with
the kids.
With our age,
mm-hmm.
Throwing niggas on the ground for no reason and shit. So that's like, nigga, don't go outside.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why? And my dumb ass go, they never fuck with me, but I used to be outside. Fuck
them. It was
nigga.
The glasses.
Might have been.
Either
they knew what time it was. Cause I used to stay in the block. I wouldn't go outside my block. When I got older.
For your daddy.
I used to stay between
Avenue
D and E.
You said you moved when you was 14.
Mm-hmm.
Where you moved? I was talking about Arlington.
No, we moved to West Broad Street.
West Broad Street. Oh, that's the street where beside Piggly Wiggly.
Behind it.
Front of Hardy's. Old Hardy's.
Yeah, behind Piggly Wiggly.
Run all the way down to the four-way stop.
Mm-hmm. Broad Street is the street where the four-way stop used to be. Mm-hmm.
With all mill?
Yeah, around the corner from the oil mill, yeah.
Oh, that go from Hardy's to The four way. I got you. Uh-huh. Yeah, that Broad Street. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Chad Rubin don't stay across the street.
Yeah, yeah. But what's that Bob? Jimmy
Cooper
Bob mm-hmm. Shop.
Yep, right down the street from Jimmy Cooper.
What's the street that go right beside? Shout out to Navigation. What's the street? Because that what we sound like. What's the street that's right beside Piggly Wiggly? King Edwards Avenue. What's that?
Edwards Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
King Edwards in the project.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, beside my. What's the street? All right, this the last one. What's the one over there on the east? But this is like beside that church that'll take you to the other that the road. It'll take you to you can get to the hut off of that other street.
Spark Street?
Oh, Joe Louis Boulevard?
Joe Louis.
Yeah.
Joe Louis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was it.
Joe Louis is at the end of all avenues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That ends the east side.
Yeah.
We got First Street so that, extension.
That whole fucking area.
Yeah, that east.
Was fucking protected.
Yeah.
When I was growing up. I could go from any avenue. I could do anything over there.
Yeah.
And a motherfucker wouldn't bother me.
Yeah.
They was tight knit over there.
Yeah, like that shit was different.
Because one thing it was everybody who was getting high,
mm-hmm.
they knew who they were.
Yeah.
And you know, it was just
mm-hmm.
family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And my uncle was one of them rough, tough niggas over there. So.
Right.
Mm. Uncle Timmy, one that died.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
They know if they know
that
who
you
were.
Say 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
That was 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
So
yeah.
They know who you were, they ain't gonna bother you.
Yeah. And they knew me.
Yeah.
The motherfuckers knew. Don't fuck with that boy there.
Yeah, I had the same. I got a couple of passes from Timmy too.
Yeah, like they wasn't gonna fuck with me.
Because actually, Timmy group was some of the hardest, like
mm-hmm.
drug heads. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So they knew him, and you know what I mean. So
mm-hmm.
I'm talking about they had boys,
say drug heads.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they had some like some of his partners or something. Some mm-hmm. might fell short or whatever. But they still was cool. There wasn't no judging over there.
They was just on that shit.
But they also was like. You know, if they didn't know you,
mm-hmm.
Them boys are running your pockets.
Man. Damn right.
That shit used to be crazy. Yeah.
Timmy was one of the main ones.
I wonder if they used to, my uncle used to run with them too then.
Your uncle who?
My uncle Mike.
Mike who?
Damn, I ain't want to say his last name.
Oh, we'll talk about it off mic. Shout out to me, little uncle. He probably did that east side shit, but them niggas loved each other.
But he was from the west end though, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Them boys love each other over there, man. All them niggas till this day, like, I'm still their nephew.
Y'all know a dude that, well, I don't think he was on the, not like that or whatever, but the dude, they call him Fish.
Sound familiar.
We'll talk off mic.
Yeah, we'll talk off mic. Yeah, we about to get out of here anyway, man. Yeah, we pivoted a little bit today, but just wanted to do some talking about some regular shit, and we'll get back to the regularly scheduled programs next week. I got some Lil Jon shit I need to talk about. And
What?
Yeah, well, no, actually,
okay.
Probably not going to record next week.
Okay.
Yeah, the week after. Because remember what I talked about a couple weeks ago about coming to the crib?
Oh, yeah. You got to give me some heads up.
Next, nigga, this the heads up.
Yeah.
Next Sunday.
Next Sunday.
Yeah, you said Sunday or Tuesday, so.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so we'll do it next Sunday.
Next Sunday.
What time?
Yeah. Whatever time. It's fine. Whatever y'all want to come through.
I'm going to put my kitchen pass.
Yeah, you can bring it with you.
Oh yeah.
Please do. Please.
You're right.
Help me.
Right.
Please.
Uh-huh.
Nigga. But yeah, man, I appreciate y'all. As always, June. Thank you for coming to pod with me, Paul.
All the time.
Tell them where they can find you.
In the pod.
Easy.
Yeah.
As always, man, I appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate y'all, boy.
Tell them where they can find you.
Preacher_BP on social media.
Word.
Yeah.
No, find that guy at Florence Toyota, B.
Yeah,
Florence too. Toyota.
Right, yeah.
That way, yeah.
Moving to you.
That way, yeah. I got to get with L, too, because L said he got a new show. So he said he talked about the type of shit I like, old shit. So
yeah.
I'm jump on that joint with him.
He got a new show?
He either doing a new show or he know of a show. Or
a word.
Yeah.
Shout out to the ops.
Shit. B don't miss what you say.
Quick, I told you this nigga quick with it, man. Like, you don't fuck around. That's why niggas couldn't fuck with him all type of ways in school. Like, we used to shoot shit at him, but I'm talking about it's coming right back.
Hey, that nigga process it quick,
that shit
too.
Coming back, bro. It coming back, nah. It coming the fuck back. Well, he don't play that shit, bro.
Appreciate the ops.
Yeah, man. He coming right back. He ain't gonna be shit.
Yeah, I try not to. You never know.
Oh, but yeah, we didn't discuss that email. The spam.
You think it's spam? Let me see if you want me to pull it up.
Yeah, pull it up real quick, man.
Yoshi sent it to me.
Oh, matter of fact, I got it right here. I got it.
He sent it to the show email.
He sent it to.
Yeah, I think I got it. Yeah,
he sent it to my
Gmail. You want me to read it?
Yeah, go ahead and read it.
It says, "Hi Jones, hearing you, Wally June, and Beezy swap stories about the Project Pat show and the wild ox handoff to Kid Jukebox and TJ had me cracking up. The unpredictable energy is what makes the Music Jones podcast such a standout. Listen, when you and Easy rolled into your takes on Nas and Jimmy, it reminded me just how deep your convos get on what shapes the music landscape both past and present.
This way it gets a little AI-ish to me.
Yeah. Oh shit.
That's why I wanted to introduce you to Jesse Flores, Intercept Music's VP of Artists and Label Partnerships. Jesse lives at the intersection of legacy and innovation in hip hop. After decades working directly with artists like Slum Village, DJ Premier, and Ice Cube, he's now completely focused on empowering indie artists with digital distribution and cutting edge music marketing.
So they basically just want me to pay them to promote my show. Right. That's what I'm getting from it.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what were they talking about off the Kid Jukebox?
That was
and TJ.
When we went to the beach, I gave them little niggas the ox.
Oh!
Yeah.
It caught me off guard, too. Yeah. I had to ask him, too.
Oh, he sent you the email?
Yeah, I sent it to him, because I was like, nigga, because he...
You called him, you said TJ and all of that?
Yeah, I said their names.
Right.
Yeah, I said
Jukebox,
and that's why I'm saying, like, it gotta
be did listen to
either
that
they
episode.
Listen or it's some AI shit.
It's some good AI.
Yeah, one of the two, but they definitely heard me say that because I gave them little niggas the ox. Remember, because you pulled the song up.
Oh, for the dude.
Yeah, and you was like that shit. I kind of like that shit.
I remember that.
But why would they send it to? Anyway,
I never said that email address on here.
Unless they searched via Apple or whatever.
By my show.
Yeah.
And who connected. So.
But that's the old, we don't even use that email like that though. We got info@cruxmediagroup.com.
Yeah, see, so I don't like, that's why it's just kind of shaky. But when they said that shit about Jukebox, TJ, then they said the shit about
Jimmy and
me and you talking about Nas and Jimmy. Yeah. It seems so real. I don't know.
That's the part when I was like, it seemed like some fake shit. Like, and I got confused. Mm-hmm. I forgot, bro. Let me tell you something. Tomorrow, if anybody messes me about what the fuck I said on here,
you ain't gonna remember.
I'm not gonna remember. Bro.
Yeah, yeah. I used that nigga, and he been like that for years because I used to do it before I started potting. I used to listen to this show, and him and B-Mac used to have me laughing so fucking hard. I would call a nigga like, hey, man, you like, I don't remember that shit.
Yeah, I don't.
So I had to stop doing it. You know what I'm saying?
If you listen to me and you have something, you want to relay it to me, I might not remember, but don't stop. Let me know you listen. Let me know, because I swear to God, I'll be about to quit every week. So,
don't quit, man. Don't quit, yo. Don't quit, man. But yeah, man, whoever sent y'all with that email.
Yeah.
Makeda Smith. That's what I should have just Googled Makeda Smith.
Yeah, who sent you?
Intercept, yeah.
Matter of fact. Yeah.
Who sent you?
Makeda at Jazz, my, what? I don't even want, man, yeah.
WTF sent you.
Yeah, man. Who the fuck?
What's this say? Intercept?
Yep. Yeah, man. I forgot we had to talk about that shit, because that shit was wild to me. Because Yoshi sent me the shit. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
She the founder and driving force behind Jazzmine Public Relations, a boutique agency. Hold up. Let me see.
Might
it
be
might be real.
Oh, really?
She might be just trying to get you to promote that artist.
Oh, they got artists.
Must be whoever she was talking about.
Well, send me some music, Makita. You got to listen to my show. You got to send it to musicjonespodcast@gmail.com.
There it is.
That way I know it's real.
There it is.
And then we can talk.
Yeah, Music Jones. What you say? Music Jones
Podcast at Gmail.
Is it the Music Jones or just Music Jones? Yeah. Dang.
I got to pull my damn iPad up. Uh-huh. I can't remember. I cannot remember. Let me see, y'all. Yeah, man. But yeah, that was pretty
shout
interesting.
Out to Makita Smith.
Shout out to Makita Smith. It's the Music Jones podcast at gmail.com.
That's probably why you ain't been getting no emails. You've been saying the wrong thing for
the Music Jones podcast.
How long have you been podcasting? 4 years?
I think so. I think I'm going in 5. That's crazy. I started right after the pandemic, right?
Yep. What's
you call it the pandemic, yeah.
What's the Ghostface new song called?
What is it
you
called?
Got a new album called Set the Tone.
Yeah.
That was last year.
Hold up.
Rap Kingpin?
It might be it.
Yeah, July 31st, 2025.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Mm. But yeah, that check out my melody shit, man. That shit's so tough. And you know Ghost on they talking that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You don't fuck with Ghostface, man.
You cool. Yeah, I don't know what he be talking about though, so.
Yeah, I don't got a fucking clue.
I want to say Freddie Gibbs had a verse about Ghostface, the thing on his arm.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody did. It was on something I just listened mm-hmm. to. No, what's that guy's name? Somebody sent me a freestyle.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Raynard sent me a freestyle of a dude.
Chamberlain?
Yeah.
Shout out Raynard, man.
Let me see. Damn, I'm finished. I ain't about to look like I'm a light skinned bad bitch. Oh yeah, 38 Special.
Okay.
He was on Sway.
Mm-hmm. But that's I mean, he grew up listening to them niggas, so
yeah.
You know he one of Griselda niggas too.
Oh, he is? Yeah, he's on Funk. I mean,
if he's not directly fit, they all do shit together.
He was on Sway and he had a freestyle. Yeah, that's what.
Yeah, 38 can spit. No, 38 can spit. But yeah, man, Makita, email me at that address, man, and we can talk. But until then, I think you think somebody sent you.
Yeah,
who sent you, nigga? Yeah.
Should have like that part about Darlington we be talking about. Say something about what?
Yeah, you got to give me some.
Say something about Avenue D.
Yeah, you got to say something real.
Cutter.
Yeah, because you could have listened to the first 20 minutes and heard me talk about the kid jukebox and TJ.
Yeah, Makita, do you listen to? I mean, do you drink Kool-Aid?
Yeah, well, you send me the email, Makita. You make sure you tell me your favorite flavor of Kool-Aid. Right. And that's when I know it's real.
Yeah.
But until next time, man, I appreciate y'all again. And
yeah.
Tuesday, check us out. Peace.
Cheers.